Die Wunder dieser Welt werden dir geschenkt. Glück ist nicht möglich. Sehnsucht bleibt unerreicht.
The time is 10 o'clock.
Fall Radio. I'm your host, Lucky 225. I'm in the studio right now with Doug.
Shut the fuck up.
Oh, wait, no, I'm not. I'm on the goddamn telephone. Why is that, Doug?
Because you were out. I was busy.
I wasn't out.
Dude, you were like in Guasti, and you're like, hey, let's go to the Guasti and see if I can run for mayor.
That was 11 in the fucking morning, man.
Yeah.
And this is another promise that Default Radio has not provided. I'm supposed to be in your studio right now. We promised this last week, and I even said on the air, yeah, we're just gonna break this shit. we never keep any of our promises. I should be in your studio right now. There should be hot chicks all up on my cock.
Hot chicks.
And where am I? I'm sitting at home on the phone.
Sitting at home on the phone. That was pretty good right there.
That's right.
Well, at least we got content, though.
Yeah, we do have content today, actually. I'm kind of amazed. I mean, and Havoc didn't email it this time.
Oh, really? Well, doesn't Havoc send articles in for, like, last week that we never got to use? Or to have a date?
I don't know. Actually, to be honest with you, I think my shell is blocking his email now. I think it thinks it's spam.
Really?
Because he just sent so much of it.
Poland too.
Yeah, I don't know. No, I'm just giving you shit, Havoc. I really don't think it's getting blocked. Unless you did send in articles for today, because I didn't get shit in my shell. So.
Yeah. Yeah, but people sent us in emails though these past few days.
People have? I'm not seeing shit.
But you just checked it.
Yeah, I saw something from Black Ratchet on August 20th.
Oh, okay. He was on that day.
Yeah.
Well, anyways, this is episode 37, live and new, on August 27th, 2004.
That is correct. And I believe you guys heard at the beginning of this, we actually started on time. On fucking time. That is fucking believable.
And people IM us like 3 minutes before the show, and they're like, what, no default tonight?
Yeah, seriously.
It's like 9:55. It's 5 minutes before. I mean, come on.
Yeah. I was talking to my friend Quill Rods out there, and he's like, yo, what's up? I'm listening to the stream. I'm like, yeah, there's 5 minutes, dog. He's like, oh, that's enough time to go smoke a bowl. I'll be right back.
Oh, man. You know, we should three-way Bell's Mine in later extension for people talking if we have time.
Yeah, if we have time, because like I said, we got a good show prepared for you guys tonight. I know we're just kind of rambling on. I mean, I don't have that much content, so this is where the ramble factor comes in.
Yeah.
Good.
Well, I mean,
filling in the show.
Yeah, if we have time, then we'll we'll three-way the comp like we used to back in the day.
Back in the day.
Back in the day of classic default.
That's right. Well, let's get right back into this content here. From securityfocus.com's main webpage, right on the front. Article by Lucky. No.
Is this your article?
This is actually by someone else in Southern California. Website offering caller ID spoofing, star38.com, that's star38.com. This guy is going to be offering a service to spoof caller ID from a web-based application. Forget the guy's name, and I don't feel like going to the website. Starts with a J. You can go find it on Security Focus. Anyways, this fuckface says he's going to only offer it. He's only going to offer it. Hey, I'm telling a story here. He's only going to offer it to private investigators and debt collection agencies.
Does that include
you?
Does that include you, private investigators?
Licensed private investigators.
Well, Verizon's licensed.
Anyways, and debt collectors is who he thinks will find the service most attractive. The rates are going to be 25 cents connection. It's going to be a 25 cent connection fee, and then 7 cents to 14 cents a minute based on where you're calling from and where you're calling to, I guess. And he says that he's not using voice over IP or a PRI ISDN line to do this. The only other thing I could think of is maybe VXML or something like that, but then why would it be web-based? So, hello? Whoa, who joined?
No, I don't know. I think it's probably cursed or something. I gave him the number a long time ago.
Old!
All right, yeah, we're doing
all right, we got special guest Cursed on. Just sit back and listen. I'm trying to tell a story here.
All right, then.
All right.
Yes.
Anyways, so it's going to be 25 cent connection fee just for the call. You're paying 25 cents right off the bat and 7 cents to 14 cents a minute. He says he's not using VoIP. I think he's full of shit. He's probably using some VoIP carrier. And, you know, at 2 cents a minute, you're making triple. He's making triple profit off of this. I don't know. Maybe he's not using VoIP, but it's obviously pretty cheap, and he's charging these private investigators and debt collection agencies up the ass. But apparently it's supposed to look all fancy to them. I guess these debt collectors are going to start calling you from your relative phone numbers or your cosigner phone numbers on the app on your credit applications. Just to get you to pick up the phone. Then they'll be like, hey, where's those missed payments, biznatch? It's going to be awesome. Yeah, but you guys should definitely check that out. The article's on securityfocus.com. And speaking of caller ID spoofing, we stumbled across a little way of getting free cellular calls using caller ID spoofing.
Oh, right, all right, all right. I forgot about that.
Yeah. Now, we've only tested this on Verizon and T-Mobile, and we think it might also work on Sprint with their PCS-to-PCS calling. Apparently, just by spoofing your caller ID as one of the above-mentioned carriers, if you spoof your caller ID to a cellular phone number and you call someone that has the same cellular service, and they're on a plan that offers unlimited mobile-to-mobile, apparently when you just spoof your caller ID as like a Verizon phone number to a Verizon number, it'll come up on their bill as mobile-to-mobile during peak hours, and they won't get any minutes deducted for that call. And people have been discussing that they want to set up their Astrobox so that you can just get like an unlimited text message or unlimited internet plan and just message your Astrobox and have it call you, and it'll come up mobile to mobile, and then you can just dial out from your Astros box. So, yeah, it's going to be crazy shit. People are going to be getting, like, the T-Mobile 1999 60-minute plan and using the unlimited mobile to mobile to just dial out unlimited phone calls here, unlimited minutes. It's going to be crazy. And also, I was speaking to Quill Rods, And he said he got a call from Sprint customer service. And the caller ID showed an 877 phone number. And that phone number, again, is 877-858-7590. And he was bitching her out because they called him during the day, and he was like, yo, you're wasting my daytime minutes. Like, what the hell? You're calling to discuss my bill, and at the same time, you're billing me. They're like, no, sir, this phone call will not appear on your bill. And sure enough, he got the statement, and there was no record of the call whatsoever. And I've called him from that phone number also, and that call never showed up on his bill. But he says he can't recall me calling him from that number, so I did it again, and we're going to see if it shows up on his next bill. So this is not really confirmed yet, but apparently if you just spoof this... Hello?
Sorry, I was tipping my pizza lady.
Oh, what the hell? You can get pizza?
Yeah, I told you I was ordering pizza.
Okay, well, anyways, again, this phone number is 877-858-7590. If you spoof that to a Sprint PCS customer, they should not receive... It should not even come up in their call records that they ever received a call. It'll just look like it came from customer service, and they just wipe it off the bill.
Owned.
Yeah, owned.
Owned.
Telephone.
So, yeah, people are getting free mobile-to-mobile calls here just by spoofing CPN. That's all they look at. You would think these cellular companies would just actually see if the actual other cell phone ever made that call and then bill it mobile-to-mobile. But I guess they're stupid. They just rely on the CPN. And they go, oh.
Sprint's kind of catchy, though, because you can't spoof to Sprint voicemail boxes anymore.
Yeah, I think...
It might be a different system.
Yeah, I think Sprint will get this fixed real quick. Sprint will probably get it fixed real quick. But
customer service, we've tested that works, but I really don't think that in-network minutes or whatever, fucking mobile-to-mobile or whatever you want to call it, won't work. I don't think it will, but I know we already know the customer service one will work.
Yeah,
because you know you really can't tell if that's coming from a network or whatever.
Yeah, that's right because if the customer service is calling you, obviously they're not calling you from a cell phone, so their network is just going to rely on if this 877 number calls, don't bill that customer because it's a call from customer service.
So what we got to do now is because this mobile-to-mobile thing will die soon because everything lead dies. So. But what we got to do to find out next is getting all these carriers, you know, support numbers, like saying, yeah, I'm having trouble with my phone, incoming's not working, and then see what number they call you from and see if you can spoof that to a cell phone and see if you get it for free.
Yeah, definitely. We should see that too. But at the moment, we know for a fact that Verizon and T-Mobile, if you just spoof a Verizon number or you spoof a T-Mobile number, it shows up on their bill as mobile-to-mobile. And I think T-Mobile will be real slow at getting it fixed. They still haven't fixed their voicemail problem, and I really doubt they're going to fix the mobile-to-mobile problem. And I think a lot of phone freaks are going to go sign up for a $19.95 unlimited mobile-to-mobile with just 60 minutes and get the $19.95 or the $20 unlimited internet and just text message their Astros box and have it call them back.
Yeah, I was going to say text messages. Yeah, that would work too. I had that idea a long time ago where you call up your Astros box from a payphone, you know, you enter whatever real quick, like get a toll-free number, and then it calls up the payphone right back, and you can call it out from there.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and even that, you could just have set up your Astros box so that, you could call it from a payphone real quick using a calling card or something, and then have it call your cell phone, and then drive around. And you could configure the Astros box just to, just to call other phone numbers, like once the first... Dude, cursed. We're trying to do a radio show here.
Cursed.
Trying and not succeeding.
Cursed, hang up.
Fuck you.
You're out of here. You're banned from default.
Anyways.
Oh, I'm getting a text message from Protex. He says, the Sprint mobile-to-mobile with CPN spoofing works, and he has confirmed it.
Wow, this just in, ladies and gentlemen. Warning.
Awesome. So, yeah, apparently, and I think this might work with AT&T, too. I haven't confirmed it with AT&T Wireless. But I think it works with AT&T, too. So and I think those four carriers, AT&T, Sprint, Verizon, and T-Mobile are the only carriers that offer mobile-to-mobile.
What about Singular?
And all of them, I guess all of them rely on CPN.
What about Singular?
I don't think Singular has a mobile-to-mobile. I might
well,
be
if
wrong.
They did, do you think that Singular to AT&T Wireless would count?
No. It would only be AT&T to AT&T and Singular to Singular, that thing.
But I didn't know if they were really that close-haired or what the hell that was all
no,
about.
No. The only thing they're doing right now is they have roaming agreements with each other, so they piggyback off their towers. And that's about it. But yeah, I think this is going to catch on. Phone Freaks are going to be getting free incoming calls and then using it to place outgoing calls.
Yeah, no more need for Yo, It's Me to do your call. You can just use that mobile-to-mobile thing now.
Oh, yeah, definitely. according to ProTech, Singular does offer mobile-to-mobile, but he does not know.
I was about to say that.
Yeah, he doesn't know if it works. You have Singular, don't you, Kirst?
Yeah.
Do you have online billing?
No.
Can you sign up for online billing?
You have like a text message where it shows you how many minutes you've used with my Verizon wireless cell phone. If you anyone.
Oh, yeah, I got the text message bill shit.
Yeah, you could do that.
All right, I'll call you later on from a Singular number, and we can see if this works. And then we'll let our listeners know next week. Okay, well, I kind of want to get off of the mobile-to-mobile subject, but I mean it's definitely an awesome thing. People. Using caller ID spoofing for more applications than, just pranking. Speaking of which, Natus has been using his voice pulse to back spoof just numbers like crazy. He's back spoofing, he back spoofed like the whole Glossy exchanges. Well, just the 00XX and the 99XX. And you guys can find that on verizonfears.com/guasti.txt. At the end of the text file, there's a bunch of numbers that he back spoofed with their names.
All right, to correct you on that, because now people are going to sign up for voice polls, you cannot back spoof on voice polls. Like you got that confused. You can't use voice polls to back spoof.
Okay, whatever. not only that, he's back spoofing Beverly Hills numbers now, I guess. He's going to start back to Beverly Hills exchanges and try and see what kind of names pop up in those exchanges. So, yeah, there's definitely cool shit going on with the caller ID spoofing. I think it's going to become cheaper and easier for people to do. And the whole system is just going to fall on itself. And that's how I like to see it. Kirst, hang up.
Why?
You're causing too much interference. Dude, seriously, we're trying to do a radio show here.
Fuck you, Jew boy.
No, Kurt, seriously, just hang up the phone.
Alright, fuck you all. Peace.
Jesus.
Cell phone,
see what kind of shit we have to put up here at Default Radio?
God.
God, man.
VoIP's one thing, but cell phones is another.
Yeah, seriously, I've been on VoIP this whole time. I never had any of that bullshit. You know why? It's because he's on that Singular crap, man. Fuck him in a Singular mobile-to-mobile shit. I wouldn't even go with Singular. Oh, man. Anyways, yeah, Natus is going to be back-spoofing just whole exchanges. I mean, this is going to be like, it's going to be like the 80s again, where people were war dialing. Now instead of war dialing, people are going to be back spoofing. I heard Natus got a phone number where the name on it says 5ESS, and when you call it, it's a carrier. How awesome is that, man? Fuck war dialing when you could just back spoof and get the carrier.
Yeah, I got a lot of numbers you can back spoof for me. I want to know what they come up as.
Yeah, man. Just back spoofing whole exchanges, you know? Unlisted names, just right there. It's awesome. Okay. The next thing I wanted to talk about was this other article that was on Security Focus. It's in From the Wires. It's an article entitled FBI Seizes Peer-to-Peer Ring or something, Copyright Ring or some shit like that. Anyways, in the article, it mentions that the FBI was able to penetrate this peer-to-peer network It was not a public peer-to-peer network. It was a private peer-to-peer network, and allegedly its sole purpose was only to trade copyrighted material such as movies and music. And you had to know the guy to actually get into this network. It was restricted only to people that this guy knew. Anyways, the FBI somehow social engineered him into getting a login, and they started downloading all sorts of movies and stuff like that. And they said they started downloading a bunch of copyrighted material that they were able to get for free. Then, in the next paragraph, it states that the RIAA is allegedly going to sue all these people for illegal downloading of copyrighted materials. Now, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but didn't these FBI agents have to, quote, illegally download these copyrighted materials to, in fact, see that they were copyrighted?
Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't understand how downloading can be illegal. I think that sharing is the only thing that's illegal here. Because the FBI didn't, like, go ahead and share this with the rest of the peer-to-peer network. You know they damn well had that shit set up so that they could only download, not share.
Yeah.
So
it's only uploading that's illegal. It's the downloading that's not illegal.
Yeah, and, you know, it's really pissing me off. I went to the movie theaters the other day, and they got this sign on the window that says, like, rated I, illegal downloading. Please stop illegal downloading. All this shit. I'm like, it's not illegal to download.
Yeah,
you know?
what they need to stop is what they've been doing for quite a long time, since, like, the 80s, as recording, you know, in a movie theater.
Yep, exactly. Recording or
downloading it is not illegal. You know, if you want to say it's wrong or whatever, you know, that's you to decide. But downloading it is not illegal.
Yeah, exactly. And my whole argument is, you know, what if you're searching for, for other material related to the movie that isn't copyrighted, and you just so happen to get that motion picture, and you think you're just downloading some, like, you know, non-copyrighted material, and you open it up, and it's like, you know, and it plays like some Universal logo, Universal Studios, fucking.
Yeah.
You know, how is that your fault? You know, it's not your fault that other people are distributing copyrighted materials. That's not what peer-to-peer networks are for. So if you happen to illegally download a copyrighted material, I don't think that's your fault when it's someone else who distributed it to you, you know?
Yeah, it's come to the world where when you watch or listen to something, it's illegal. You know, we're going to live in a world where there's not going to be music or, you know, videos anymore.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, what if some TV station just decided to start playing copyrighted materials that they didn't have a license to televise?
Yeah.
Now, is it your fault that you're watching that channel? Like,
they're going to have channels on television that are illegal, like the odd channels are illegal to watch now.
Yeah, exactly.
The evens are legal.
I mean, it's just coming down to bullshit. Downloading is not illegal, kids. Just fucking turn your goddamn sharing off. Download all the copyrighted materials you want. It's good for you.
Yeah, not illegal. You're not going to get busted. Yeah, I had a friend of mine who was always worried about that because he's always heard stories about people getting busted, you know, and it's sad, too, when you hear stories about 12-year-old little girls, you know, getting busted for downloading, you know, Justin Timberlake songs, you know. But the truth is that, you know, she had her fucking file sharing on with all of her other music, you know, and that's how she got busted. You know, that's how they catch people. And then the ISPs are even worse, you know, where they're looking for people, you know, to get them busted.
Yeah. Oh, man.
It's wrong, dude. I mean, that's wrong. I'd rather, I don't know.
Well, yeah, and, you know, again, this is another story of people that left their shit on default. This 12-year-old girl just downloaded Kazaa and left it on default so that everything she downloaded was shared.
Kazaa Lite, K++, whatever, fucking, it's the default setting. You got to go to your options and uncheck that.
Yeah. Definitely.
Make sure it says not sharing any files on the bottom right, and then you're all set, you know?
Exactly.
Are we going to get in trouble now for giving that little information, you know? telling you how to not get in trouble? I mean, this,
I sure hope not. I hope none of my porn's copyrighted. It didn't say anything about it being copyrighted.
You know what's happening now is that where we're actually telling people how to not break the law by not sharing. So that's actually a good thing. So default radio is doing a good thing. We're telling you not how to break the law, so make sure that shit's checked.
Yeah, make sure you're not distributing copyrighted material that you accidentally downloaded.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the thing, too, is you could accidentally download copyrighted material, and you're like, oh, shit, I got to erase this shit. I didn't mean to download this. And before you get a chance to erase it, fucking 25% of it is uploaded to someone else.
Yep.
You know, you
the
can't.
The next day you hear that knock on your door. Did you download 25%?
Yeah, you can't be having that kind of shit happen. You don't want to share copyrighted material that
you didn't
mean to download.
Are you Grissom? Did you download 25% of Austin Powers' Man of Mystery? maybe. Let's find out. Yep, here's a minute of it. You're busted.
Yeah.
I see the logo. You're in trouble.
Yeah.
Pretty sad.
It is pretty sad. It's very sad, in fact. Oh, whoa.
What?
According to G.I. Joe, he says you have to pay an extra $7 for unlimited mobile-to-mobile on T-Mobile. I think that's a bunch of shit.
Really? Wow, that's a lot of money for fucking mobile-to-mobile. Well, Verizon.
Well, then again, if you could get that on any plan, maybe there's a plan that's less than $19.95, and you could just add the mobile-to-mobile for $7 more.
Well, my Verizon phone doesn't have unlimited mobile-to-mobile. I have, like, because I don't use the phone that much during the day. I have, like, 400 minutes during the day and then 1,000 mobile-to-mobile because I never go over any of that, so.
Yeah. See, me, man, I go over everything. I had to social engineer them. I got 900 minutes, and then I have an additional 300, and then an additional 200 minutes for life, it says. I'm like, for life? Whoa, does that mean if I, like, stop paying my bill, I still get 200 minutes for life a month?
Jesus, that's pretty for life. Imagine seeing that on a commercial, and you'll get 200 minutes for life.
Yeah, I don't know. That's what it says on my bill, 200 minutes for life. But, yeah.
Does it run
that's 1,400 minutes I'm getting for $80 a month.
That's pretty good.
Well, considering Kevin's getting unlimited for $99 a month, I don't consider that good. Where's my unlimited, goddammit? See, now this is what it's coming down to. I want everyone to abuse the shit out of that mobile-to-mobile just so that they'll offer unlimited plans so people will stop doing it. Just abuse the shit out of mobile-to-mobile so they're like, goddammit, we have to offer unlimited.
Cause he's paying like $90, you said, for unlimited everything?
Yeah, he's paying $100. It actually comes out, I think, to $110 with tax or $109 or something.
What's his carrier?
AT&T. They used to, when the GSM network first started up, for 2 months they offered new GSM signups, $99 a month, unlimited everything.
That's pretty good.
And he got them locked into a 2-year contract, so that after a year they stopped offering that shit. And now, like, any time he tries to update anything, like if he wanted to get unlimited internet, they'd be like, well, you realize this would change your plan from unlimited, right?
Yeah. Well, is it, like, really unlimited? I mean, like...
It's really unlimited. He uses...
Really?
Dude, that guy uses, like, 8,000 minutes a month, I swear, dude. That guy's always on the phone.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I can't even go over, like, I don't know. The most I've ever hit was 300 minutes during the day.
Dude, I don't know. I have 1,400 minutes. I have 1,400 minutes, and I went over that shit quick.
Dude, at night, like, right after it hits 9, though, like, fucking around 10 or 11, I'm on that phone constantly, though. You know, because, you know, you're always out and shit. During the day, though, I'm either using the house phone or, you know.
Yeah. I've cut down my cell phone usage a bit using the VoIP, but I plan on canceling these VoIP lines, and I know the cell phone is just going to go through the roof again. It's pissing me off, man.
What, are you going just straight cell phone now, or?
No. I
have that one phone.
I got a landline, and I don't know. I'm getting rid of this VoIP shit, though. It's pissing me off.
I don't know, man. I saw an article, a news article on Verizon's been announcing that they're raising the prices for a lot of shit. Fucking three-way, instead of, like, you know, $3, it's like $20. No, it's not that high, but let me go check. I'll go check that out. But, yeah, they're raising the prices on a lot of the shit, apparently. Oh, they're losing money, huh?
So they're doing a rate hike, huh?
Yeah, they're fucking owning everyone. It's like, shit, man, because I was going to get a Verizon landline real soon, but screw that. I'll just keep the fucking voice pulse. Let me see here. I think Avid posted it on the forums. Yeah, it is. Fuck Verizon. 69, Star 69 increases from $7.50 to $9. Busy redial increases from $7.50 to $9. Three-way calling, same thing. Caller ID from $7.50 to $7.95. Call waiting ID from $7.50 to $7.95. Yeah, call waiting by itself, $4 to $5.
Jesus. $4? $4 to $5 for call waiting?
Yeah, well, it's always been that much.
No, it has not.
Dude, it's always been that much, unless you get the deal with, like, the basic
line
service.
My mom has call waiting straight up. That's all she has on the phone line, and it costs $3.50 a month.
Dude, again, remember the Avid doesn't live in California as well. You know, it's different. It's around the same price, but it's a little bit different, you know, with a few cents here and there. But I remember when I had a landline, it was just local, and I think Zum as well, like it was local and Zum or some shit. And it, like, gave you three features that you could choose from, except, like, you know, voicemail or something. And then, you know, you paid, like, $3.50 for three features or some shit.
Yeah.
I had to pull out an old bill from, like, 2000 or something. Yeah, effective September 2004.
Yeah, I can't imagine this bullshit. They're raising their prices on their landlines. Jesus Christ. You know, what is up with these phone companies? Just offer me unlimited shit for cheap. That's all I ask.
Yeah, I had no problem paying fucking $50 to $60 a month for unlimited with Verizon, but if they're going to raise that much, I'm sure their freedom's going to go up too. Fuck that. I'm not. Shit. That's just way too much.
Yeah.
Especially, you know, because then you got that, and then you got your broadband bill and shit. Like, if you have the DSL, you know, or Verizon now has DirecTV now with their Freedom package, you know. A lot of fucking money. Yeah, they do. They have Verizon with DirecTV Freedom now.
Oh, God.
It's like satellite and fucking phone and, you know, DSL or whatever. You know, it's great. It's all on one bill, but it's like, you know, $1,000 bill every, you know, month.
Yeah.
Might as well do your electricity and gas and water and everything. Verizon's taking over the world with that shit.
Yeah, that's another thing. All these companies are coming down to this. You just need it on one bill. It's so much simpler just to pay us a lot of money.
Yeah. Fucking get a goddamn credit card, have it taken out of your account automatically. It's easier that way.
Yeah, that's what I do. But then again, I got owned by Vonage and VoicePulse. They charged me on the same day. Right when I was going to cancel them, too, man. They charged me. So I got to wait till the end of the month before I cancel it.
You do know they're still going to charge you, though, right?
Charge me for what?
For the service of the month, and not to mention Vonage has termination fees. You're going to have to, like, change your credit card number.
Yeah, we don't talk about that on the air. But anyway.
Well, you do know that Vonage is a well-known sponsor of Default Radio, probably listening to this.
Hey, my heart goes out to Vonage, but when you're on unemployment, as long as I've been, and you don't have money for Vonage, sometimes you just got to screw your own sponsors.
Speaking of which, how's the job hunting going?
I don't know.
Any luck or what? Come on. I mean, it's been like 8 months. Jesus.
Well, apparently I've been only like awake during night. This is the first time I've actually been awake like during the day. So I'm supposed to, like, now that I'm back on schedule of the day schedule, I'm supposed to go out and look for jobs. But I had Default Radio, so of course I can't do that.
Which pays very well.
Oh, yeah. Pays an awesome wage.
It's going to be sad when the contract is up.
Oh, yeah, I know. God damn. But I still got that contract with Doug TV.
Oh, yeah, the star and everything.
Yeah, that's right. Starring Lucky.
I'm not going to say who. Someone's like, dude, he's not even looking for work.
What are you talking about?
I don't know, Lucky. I haven't seen you idle on AIM for like the longest time.
Yeah. See, I'm not looking for work.
No, you haven't been idle, which means you've been at the computer.
Yeah. Caljobs.com, man.
Oh, man. Yeah, apparently, hey, I've been getting some good emails about Duck TV, by the way. I was actually.
Oh, yeah? What have you seen?
I've seen, whoa, kick ass, can't wait to see who's the next, you know, shit like that. People have emailed, like, some video.
Yeah, isn't episode 2 coming out? Did you put that up for download yet? I thought that was coming out this week.
It's coming up this week. It's probably going to come up this weekend because I've been delayed. I want to get in DivX, and I want to get it nice and perfect. And
oh
on episode
God.
1 will be re-encoded as well. Well, people don't want that Windows Media shit, and I kind of understand now because, like, for people with Linux, it does use a lot of fucking CPU when you play a Windows file, so.
I guess, man. Just release up.
Hello? Oh, I guess Lucky got owned there. Hopefully he'll be calling back in. Anyways, yeah, episode 2 and 1, I'm going to re-encode them in DivX. Episode 2 has some kind of good funny moments in it, too, so you'll really like it. And then probably by episode 4 will be the first DEF CON episode, and maybe all of DEF CON. I don't know if I'm going to split it into two or not. And I have no idea where Lucky went. Oh, he wants the number. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. They got on there. But yeah, episode 4 of Doug TV will probably be the first DEF CON, or maybe the only DEF CON. I might make it like a longer episode, so we'll see what happens. Lucky, welcome back. What happened?
My phone cord came out. It's a piece of shit.
Yeah, it's like has a broken tab or some shit.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, fucking, those cables are a piece of shit, man. Phone cables suck.
Yeah, they do. Cat 3 pieces of shit. Anyways, like I said, man, just release episode 2 in WMV. Come out with that TIVIC shit later. I want to see episode 2. You got me anxious, man.
Shut the fuck up. I just got through explaining. I got through explaining, too, the DEF CON episodes as well. And yeah, another thing, too. I was talking to Dennis about this. I talked to you as well. The master DV files that I want to keep on to, including footage that, you know, won't be on Doug TV, just bullshit footage, you know, I want to keep that shit backed up. You know, I don't want to delete that shit, of course. And, you know, I sure as shit don't want to keep it on the tapes. And I've been talking to people like, you know, Cessna, Not Theory, Natus. Natus, of course, he's done a lot of video editing. And, you know, I'm probably going to have to get a couple of hard drives and shit, you know, and keep them running. Because that's the only best way I can think of backing up all this data. Because, you know, there are quite a few gigs, you know, and it's expensive to fucking maintain video.
Yeah, we need to get those 250 gig drives.
Yeah.
Donations accepted, people.
No. But fucking, I want to probably get one of those external enclosures or whatever they're fucking called. Because those look neat, where you can fucking, you know, put like any internal hard drive or CD-ROM drive and fucking plug them into your computer with, you know, FireWire or some shit.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I think it was Rigel 5 that was telling me that, like, Jason Scott has, like, 1 terabyte on his main computer of just fucking, you know, files and shit. And I was like, Jesus, man.
Yeah, man.
Bandwidth is expensive.
Yes, it is.
And I've been, shouts to everyone who has mirrored. There's like 5 or 6 mirrors of fucking the first episode already. And it's helped out a lot.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Because I was hoping, because, you know, I like torrents and all, but I still like people to be able to get the direct links. And I haven't had to, you know, need to open the torrent. I might have to when the DivX is, because it is a few megs bigger, so.
Yeah, so. Man, I got a torrent. I was trying to get that fuck the corporate media torrent. That thing doesn't work worth a shit. None of the sites have the AVI anymore.
No, the way torrents work is people had to be downloading it with you, and that shit probably, usually torrents are good when, like, something is just released, you know, like, because then everyone wants to fucking download at the same time. But, you know, like, it's the same thing if we were to put, like, default radio MP3 on a torrent, you know, a lot of people will be downloading that shit and sharing it, like, within the same day or, you know, a week or whatever. But, you know, if you go back to, like, episode 2 of default, there sure as shit probably not going to be a chance of anyone downloading that at the same time you want to, oh, I want to go back and, you know, listen to that.
Yeah.
You know, that's the problem with torrents, you know. It's a good thing for, you know, if something's new and exciting, you know, and there's going to be it's a fucking big file and everyone wants to download it.
Yeah, I hear you, man.
So.
All right. What the fuck?
10:42. What's going on? Is it 10:42? No, it's 10:39.
Yeah,
any more topics there?
Yeah, what else was there? Bush and his signing into law no overtime now.
We're not going to talk politics on this, come on.
Hey, what a moron. All I got to say is Bush is a moron. That's all I got to say about that. Don't you agree, Doug?
I don't fucking really care, to be honest, but...
Yeah, well, what do you know? You don't fucking work. All right.
Exactly. I work fucking for cheap rates and do fucking barely anything to get paid. It's awesome.
Yeah, I know. You took my job, you fucker. Anyways.
Job you wanted.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, man.
Why don't I have that job?
Oh, wait a minute. You know what? There was an article, but it's the New York Times, and they're wanting me to sign in. What the fuck?
What article are you trying to look at?
Oh, wait. News.com. Here we go. It's VoIP wiretapping. Someone posted this on the forums earlier. Have you seen this article?
Probably.
Wiretapping.
Anyway, start discussing it.
U.S. push to talk services face a showdown over wiretaps complicating carrier efforts to take on Nextel Communications in a fast-growing mobile phone market.
Oh, I see what you're saying. This isn't VoIP. This is a...
Oh, no, that's not the VoIP one, my bad. But, yeah, read that one.
Yeah. At stake are walkie-talkie-like services from Verizon, Sprint, and AT&T. AT&T has a walkie-talkie service now?
I have no idea.
What the fuck did this happen?
I did not know they had that. That's news to me as well, because if they do, I'm getting one.
Yeah, I think they meant Nextel. I don't know who wrote this, but they put AT&T Wireless. These networks currently can't be bugged, making them a target for law enforcement agencies that portray them as havens for criminals and terrorists. Those that would do our nation harm will migrate to these new technologies if they have any idea or any regard that it cannot be surveilled. Oh, so why don't we just put it in the goddamn news that it can't be surveilled? Anyway.
AT&T Wireless is currently developing a walkie-talkie service similar to Nextel's Direct Connect for its GSM network.
Really?
There's some article on that. I don't know if it's legit, though, so I'll look in more into it. Oh, wait, here we go. Yeah, I'm seeing all these news articles about that. But this is June 2004, so.
All right. Ongoing push-to-talk wiretap problems could dampen industry projects. A quarter of all cell phone customers are expected to have such service by 2008, generating up to $30 billion in revenue per year worldwide. To see how successful these services can be, look no farther than Nextel. Three-fourths of the company, 13.5 million subscribers, use push-to-talk, generating the highest average revenue per year in the cell phone industry. Those numbers have drawn the envy of competitors, which are racing to create their own national push-to-talk networks. Verizon and Sprint rolled out push-to-talk service last year, and AT&T began building its network in the middle of 2004. Unlike Nextel, however, all of these carriers rely heavily on third-party equipment suppliers, giving them less control over details such as wiretap compliance. As a result, push-to-talk surveillance requirements could prove to be even a more significant problem for the industry than has been widely recognized until now. Earlier this month, FCC issued findings that made it clear that agencies believe the 1994 CALEA covers new technologies such as VoIP and push-to-talk. Meanwhile, Sprint and AT&T have asked the FCC to extend compliance deadlines, most recently seeking a waiver that would give them up to 10 months to meet CALEA requirements. Sprint is working with law enforcement and carriers to develop standards for PTT services. Once this is in place, we believe that a CALEA solution will address law enforcement concerns.
You're lucky.
Yes.
Can you speak more into the phone, bro? There you go.
Go kill yourself.
Yeah, you're like reading.
You know, if I was in the studio, this would be a problem.
You were like reading the news like this, and it was really quiet. And
oh yeah, well, you're just gonna have to amp that up on the. Master recording of
like time. I had to, like it took, like I had to with episode 36 with switching between studio to this way to the studio. Oh
yep.
Man, what a disaster that day was! But
showdown, yeah, at, showdown at the PTT Corral. What the hell?
The newest article I saw with AT&T Wireless getting that was like in 2003, but I was searching Google News for that, and I don't know, there's some recent articles, but no real big announcement saying AT&T is now getting this.
That's very odd.
Kind of odd. That'd be kind of cool if actually all these wireless carriers, you know, a lot of people don't like that shit, but, you know, someone could do it differently, you know.
Yeah, it would be pretty nice.
Because I fucking get it. Verizon had that shit, I'd go get it.
Verizon like does have push-to-talk, you noob.
They do?
Yeah.
I fear. Wait a minute. Verizon push to talk.
I just read that, man, and plus I was in a Verizon store. You can go get the V60P, as in Paul, which has the push-to-talk feature on it.
Dude, wait a minute. Well, yeah, but this is Verizon of Verizon only, of course, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would, like, not know anyone else that would have that shit.
Yeah.
Because that's fucking, I had no idea that fucking Verizon had that.
Well, like, apparently they do, Doug.
Wow, that's a lot of money for a fucking crappy phone, shit.
I hear you, man. This push-to-talk shit is bullshit.
Yeah, I bet that one doesn't make that fucking annoying Nextel sound by default, though. Yeah, I can't stand people, man. When I go to the mall and I see fucking kids on that shit, I'm just like, Jesus Christ, man.
Yeah,
they gotta
give
make viruses for that shit. They gotta start making viruses for every time you press that button, your fucking phone blows up or some shit.
The views of Doug are not necessarily the views of Default Radio.
Yeah, they are.
And its affiliates.
And its affiliates.
Such as DDB, Hack Radio, Rant Radio,
Vonage.
Yeah, Vonage. Oh, man, I don't know if we can be saying that Vonage is one of our supporters when they're not supporting us.
Oh, wow, they like... Yeah, right. They, like, made this fucking shit in September 2003. Right. Wow. I'm a year behind.
Yeah, man. Go get your fucking Verizon push-to-talk bullshit.
Yeah, I'll talk to, like, the operator in it or some shit. I had no idea fucking Verizon had that. I wonder, A, now I should go get that phone so that way I can do the push-to-talk with him. Because he'll be like, he's the only guy I know fucking in the scene that has Verizon Wireless, I think.
Why don't you just drop his fucking carrier docs, you noob? Anyways, Protect says the Motorola...
has AT&T, so does Lucky. Fucking Natus has mentioned plenty of times that he uses Verizon Wireless on this show.
All right. Anyways, Protect is saying the Motorola V60P, the P in it stands for piece of shit.
Is that kind of like the POS iTouch that Denny's uses for its cash register?
Yep. Code Monkey says you're a noob.
Who?
Huh?
Who?
Code Monkey, he says you're a noob.
Which, who's who? Who's you?
What do you mean, who's who?
Who's you?
You, Doug.
Oh, okay. Did he say
how much specific do I got to be? Jesus.
Well, did he say you're a noob or Doug's a noob is what I'm saying?
Well, he said Doug's a noob.
Oh, all right.
Actually, he said Doug's a noob.
What did I do? Tell him to get on the show.
Get on the show, Code Monkey. You
yeah, we got like 10 minutes. Why would we do a call in line for like 10 minutes? No one will show up, but it'll be awesome.
Do you want to?
Can you kill 10 minutes, or do we have to kill 10 minutes by having people call in?
I was going to kill 10 minutes on how California just gives licenses to you.
Oh, God. Jesus Christ.
Anyways, and how I got my Texas license now that says 2600 Hertz Avenue on it.
All right. We should have a theme song for Lucky's Social Security Government speech of the day.
Yeah, this has nothing to do with Social Security.
Social Security Government fucking Privacy Today tip. Here we go. Here's Lucky. Ding, 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 ding. All right. Lucky,
that's all I was just going to mention is that I got a Texas license that says 2600 Hertz Avenue on it now.
And that was Lucky 225's Privacy Tip of the Day.
Oh, shut the fuck up.
You know, when we do the Doug Show, we're going to have, like, audio bits and shit for all this shit.
Oh, man. Yeah, the Doug Show is going to be awesome. It's going to be better than this Default Radio shit, man.
EZWPushToTalk.com. Wow. They have, like, their own website.
Anyways, Code Monkey wants to know what the phone number is.
810-223-0003. Sponsored by Bill's Mind. Dial 6, and then the three-digit room number will be 333 again.
All right. Want me to three-way that in?
Yeah, go ahead. Again, the number is 810-223-0003. Dial 6, and then the room number will be 333. Call in for 10 minutes, killing the time for call-ins and stuff. Talk about anything.
I'm having a bit of a problem.
Your three-way doesn't work?
Hold on. No, I three-wayed it in, but there's nothing on it.
What do you mean?
There's nothing on it. It rang once, and it went to nothing.
All right, we'll hang up and call back in here and then call it again.
All right, message me with the number for this because I lost it.
Jesus Christ. Christ, man. It's like you're the best way of not to get on because you don't write any numbers now.
Yep. Just give your number to Lucky. You won't get owned, kid.
Wait, is that the number? Shit, I forget.
Oh, Jesus. Is that the number or not?
Yeah, it is.
All right.
Again, the call number is 810-223-0003, dial 6, and the extension is 333. I heard two rings. Dude, curse, hang up the phone, dude. You're making, like, all kinds of static.
Fuck you. Lucky's a noob. I'll kill you.
Hang up the phone. Jesus Christ.
Kiss my ass, Doug.
Dude, hang up the phone, curse. Go away.
No, not until Lucky is a retard, yeah.
Dude, you're echoing, man.
No, that's Code Monkey, you fucking tard.
Cursed.
Just hang up the phone. Get out of here.
It's me.
Cursed. Hang up. Jesus Christ. I'm not ever giving that guy the number again.
Seriously, man.
What's up, Code Monkey? What's going on?
Not much, dude. I'm eating a cheese sandwich.
You're eating a cheese sandwich and making us echo on our show.
I just had a
yep.
pizza right now. I was actually going to have my delivery girl say, Lucky, shut the fuck up or something, but it was like she was in a hurry.
Yeah, in a hurry to get out of your fucking place.
Man. Shut the fuck up.
I love making your show echo. It's funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, what kind of phone do you use, by the way, when you call in the comms? What kind of what system setup are you
using? Boy, he uses Net2Phone, man, with a speaker.
Hey, Lucky, is your name Code Monkey? No. So don't talk.
No, because I'm using an old PlayStation headset.
Cool.
And it still echoes.
I'm Uber Elite.
That's awesome.
You using Net2Phone though?
Hello.
Using Net2Phone what?
Using Net2Phone?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
All right.
I didn't know
again,
that
for our customers.
Customers, Lucky? Wow.
Yeah. We have customers now. And our customer support line is 810-223-0003, extension 6333.
Oh, man.
What are you O-manning about?
Oh,
why the fuck is Weatherbug on my goddamn desktop?
Because, dude, you're nothing but a fucking spyware whore on your goddamn computer.
Seriously, man. I thought I deleted that shit.
Yeah, right. You were fucking like, oh shit, this shit can remember everything I type in. I want it back again.
Oh, you know why? It's because I installed AIM 1.0 and then I had to reinstall
AIM 1.0. That shit's fucking funny, dude. I was playing with AIM 1.0. I was like, where's my buddy list? Oh, yeah, I forgot.
Yeah, AIM 1.0 is the shit. We should talk about that. What was the website to get that at?
Oldversion.com, I believe. Let me check that again.
Okay, who is on the air?
Everybody, it's ProTrek.
Who joined?
ProTrek. It was ProTrek.
Okay.
But anyways, it's oldversion.com. Because newer is not always better, and it's fucking so true. You get the old ICQ, MIRC, MSN Messenger, Yahoo, AIM, fucking Winamp. You can get Winamp like 1.0 and shit. You can get the old Real Player. You can get fucking the old Windows Media, Zone Alarm. I don't know why you want the old Zone Alarm, but the WinZip and shit like that. They got fucking, yeah, Winamp here. Let me look at Winamp, because I was like fearing. It was just like a little menu that said play MP3. Yeah, Winamp 0.20. It's like 0.2 megabytes. You can get the old Acrobat, Adaware, America
Online. That's the kind of Winamp I like, though. I don't like all this other bullshit they put in it now. It's like a 6 meg download for their current install. It's like, how come your first shit was like 200 kilobits?
Well, because it was a little box that had a button that said play MP3.
And that's all I want it to do is play MP3s. I don't want all this other bullshit that comes with
it. Tough because, like, that's all it can do is play an MP3. There's a lot of things you can do besides Windows to just play an MP3.
Yeah, but when I just want to download when I just want to download an MP3 player, you know, on some old piece of shit box, I don't want all this other shit that comes with it. I'm not going to listen to, you know, I'm not going to be listening to default radio on it live.
Well, I fucking download it then for your piece of shit box, but when you have a main computer where you want a player that can play anything you want it to play, with the exception of Real Media.
I don't know where to get Winamp 0.20 until now.
Well, then fucking stop bitching, Lucky. Anyways, you can download America Online 1.0 even. Fucking, I don't know if you could sign on with that, but they got like
okay.
Clone CD, CompuServe.
No, I downloaded AOL 1.0. It needed some DLL file.
AIM or AOL?
AOL.
Oh, really?
It wouldn't work. It needed some DLL file or something. All right,
you
just joined.
You can get the old DivX.
ProTrax.
ProTrax, what's up?
Sorry, I was on a cell phone before.
Oh, what are you on now? Your satellite uplink?
No, just a regular landline.
Oh, okay. So how's it going, ProTrax? You verified that Sprint PCS to PCS spoofing works?
I've read about it working from several people, so I'm assuming that it worked.
Oh.
I've never actually done any spoofing myself because I'm a lazy ass.
I see.
Yeah.
But you read about it working. Where did you read this from?
Yeah. Howard Forums, mobile forums, whatever, I don't know.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to download Internet Explorer 1.0.
Yeah, so, I mean, this is going to be the new thing, man. People are going to be spoofing mobile-to-mobile calls. It's going to be awesome.
It's going to die.
Yeah,
with,
yeah.
Like you told
cool.
everyone.
Might actually give me a reason to build an asterisk box there.
That's right. Well,
yeah.
In the words of Kevin Mitnick, I am the torch, and I'm going to torch this mobile-to-mobile shit. I want
no,
you know, because these fucking cellular companies are making tons of money off this. You know what? I'm going to make them put their money to use. Fucking build a system right the first time, you fuckers.
Yeah.
Of course, then they'll probably just end up screwing everyone and stop offering mobile to mobile.
Yeah.
Verizon and their in is going to...
Yeah, it's going to be the out network. The Verizon in network is going to be the... What network? What are you guys talking about? We don't got no network to network call.
Are you in?
Are you
well,
now?
Was in.
Ian has now slowly left the building.
Yep, it's going to be like, in-network what? I don't know what you're talking about. We got this push-to-talk shit. I don't know about this mobile-to-mobile. In fact, you know what? That's what Verizon is going to do. They're going to stop offering network-to-network calls, and they're going to say, yeah, we got unlimited push-to-talk. You can push-to-talk to other Verizon customers, but you can't call them mobile-to-mobile.
Yeah, but... They both of those services, both Sprint and Verizon's push-to-talk, is horrible in comparison to what Nextel offers.
Oh, yeah, because Nextel's had that shit from the ground up.
Well, Nextel's network is made for it. And
oh, yeah, IDAN. It's got the IDAN protocol, so it's
really... Because, like, I know the Nextel shit's leaf, but if I can, you're saying that the Verizon really sucks, damn. Oh, well.
Well, yeah, it's third-party shit, man, like that article was saying. Yeah, and it's probably only offered in some areas. Oh, it does it over GPRS or something?
What?
It does it over GPRS or some data network or?
If you're using GSM, it's gonna use GPRS. But if you're using CDMA, it's gonna use 1XRTT.
Oh, okay.
And I used it on Sprint. I had it on my Sanyo phone, which I ditched, and I used it between me and my father and. It would you'd hit the talk button and it would take like 5 seconds for it to set up the call and then there'd be a 1 second delay. And oftentimes, since the phone would drop the connection to the data network, you'd get user not available.
Oh, nice.
So it was always just easier to hit the phone book and pull up his number and hit talk than it was to actually go into the list and select his push to talk number.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, I don't know, man. This mobile to mobile shit. I don't know. Maybe the cell phone companies are just going to eat it, and people are just going to be spoofing. I don't know.
Or they'll figure out how to fix it.
They'll figure out
actually,
how to fix
like,
it.
Make it so they make sure that the calls are originating on their network.
Huh?
Which would be a challenge. They'd make sure that the calls were originating on their network instead of using CPN.
Yeah, I think. Well, I know Sprint for a fact is going to have the capability of doing that because they got it where. If you
they
call it
their voicemail?
Yeah, if you call your own voicemail, you have to be calling like from within your local region. If you're outside your region, even if your CPN is showing the right number, it won't let you call your own voicemail for free or whatever.
Yeah, we played that recording before on default.
I made sure that my passcode is not entered automatically on Sprint because I use them as my primary carrier.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so nobody can delete.
Yeah, that shit don't even matter anymore. I used to own this one girl And now when I fucking try to do it, when I try to spoof her own number, it just still won't let me in. I ask her, I was like, what, did you make it where you can't do it with your own phone? She's like, no, I still hit, you know, whatever, to fucking log in. I don't have the password. I was like, oh, man, Sprint finally caught on.
Well, weren't they the first to be exploited?
Probably.
Well, there was Sprint and there was T-Mobile, and T-Mobile still hasn't seen
it. Yeah, I live in a T-Mobile market, and I was trying to figure out, I was using one of the phones, and I was in their voicemail system, and I was trying to figure out how to disable the auto password feature.
I went through
the menus, and I couldn't find it.
It's in there. It's in the options somewhere. I think it's like option like 7 in the options or something like that. I forget.
Dude, hold on. Who is this blue iMac 540C that's messaging me?
He's the kid sitting across the room is really pissed off because I'm not letting him on the phone. Okay, Tim, shut up.
Okay. Anyway,
no, because
Lucky, why do you draw people's AIM names?
Because I think it's funny
please,
to hear this
please,
kid
please.
Yelling in the background.
Wait, the guy in the background was the guy that's
like 30 seconds. Crap, it's going to bring down my satellite connection.
Wow.
Oh, man.
Damn
this
you
is
lucky.
Awesome.
Huh? Damn you, Lucky.
What are you damning me for? Oh, shit, it's 8 o'clock. Do we got to end this now, or?
Whenever. Yeah, let's see. You want to wrap it up right now?
Do I want to what?
You want to wrap it up?
Yeah, I guess we're going to wrap it up. Thanks, ProTrex, for coming on the show. Apparently we have zero listeners. Seeing as how no one called in.
You actually had content. I was like really impressed.
Yeah, I know. I'm sad to see that there's no listeners, but I guess that's just because we've been putting
talking
on these
about
shitty
there's
shows
like tons of listeners.
Oh, well, where are they, man? They haven't called in.
Dude, no one's fucking lazy. The people of Rant Radio, they don't really have long distance. They're not like fucking a lot of
well,
you know.
Maybe they'll get mobile to mobile and we can just call them.
Yeah, that's going to happen.
Yeah, man. We'll just call them on their cell phone and it'll be a mobile to mobile call for them. Anyways, that's it.
We have all their docs.
Yeah, exactly. And that, we're going to wrap it up. Hold on. There's one more person we're going to let on the air before we wrap this up. Who's on the air?
This is Red Design. Just letting you know you got more listeners.
Oh, all right. I was just fucking around, man. I was being sarcastic. Okay.
I know. So,
yeah, we're gonna wrap this up.
I have this feeling Blue iMac 540C is gonna try to crash the show, so I'm gonna go.
Okay. Goodbye.
Okay. Bye.
All right. I guess this is it for Default Radio episode 37. It's August 27th, 2004. Hello?
Okay, before you say it, Lucky, don't scream in the phone because you sound like a moron.
Oh, shut the fuck up. Anyway.
You do sound like a moron, though.
Yeah, you sound like a moron all the time, but when you, like, try to yell it, yeah, it distorts. And
okay, I'm tired of you guys' shit. We're ending the show. Oh, God. Turn off your fucking speakers, Code Monkey.
It's a headset there, genius.
Whatever, just fucking mute.
You know what, Code Monkey? It's probably echoing because you got, like, the recording control, like, instead of on microphone, maybe it's on a stereo mix or something, so it's echoing us.
I don't know. Anyways, he's on mute. Okay, we're going to wrap this up. This is episode 37 on August 27th. You're listening to Default Radio, where
shit.
Everything, every fucking thing
distorts.
Is always on default.
Just like Lucky, how he distorts like
you a echo too much.
Thank you. Lego. It's too late. It's all destroyed. What a shame. You're the